probably the best way for us Brits to explore Alaska is on a cruise. And if you're a long-term listener, you'll know that Norwegian Cruise Line is one of my favorites. My name's Martin, and I'm the chief cruise guru here at Rock the Boat. We're the cruise experts, so you don't have to be. Get in touch using the links in the show notes to start your Alaskan cruise adventure. If you've always wanted to check out a glacier in person, Alaska is the spot to be. It's got the most glaciers in the US, over 27,000 of them. So go on an Alaska cruise for a chance to see these amazing natural wonders up close and personal. You probably know what glaciers look like, but do you know how they actually come to be? So here's the deal. Glaciers form on land when layers of snow pile up over time and turn into thick ice chunks. These massive chunks of ice slowly slide downhill because of gravity. And now the cool thing about glacier ice is that it has a special crystal structure that makes it look like a mesmerizing ice blue color. You can really see this color in cracks or when the ice breaks off, especially on gloomy days, which, let's be real, are pretty common in Alaska. Now let's start by talking about dining. Yes, I know, it's a bit weird to be talking about food when the wonder of nature is the real draw on this cruise, but NCL does things a bit differently, and it's a key reason to why I love sailing with them. NCL is all about easy dining on their ships. They don't have set meal times, so you can eat whenever and with whoever you want. In Alaska, this means more choices than other cruise lines that stick to a traditional dining schedule. Having flexible dining is super handy when the port times change daily. You might have an early morning excursion one day, but the next day the ship doesn't dock until the afternoon and stays late into the evening. That's why Freedom Dining is so cool. If you've got an early day ahead, just eat early the night before. No need to wait around for someone to give you the green light to chow down. This way you won't miss out on that delicious dinner at Cagney Steakhouse or have to deal with waiting for a table after a long day exploring in Skagway. Another awesome thing about booking an Alaska cruise with NCL is the onboard viewing areas. Normally I go for an inside cabin on most cruises to save some cash. But in Alaska, upgrading to a balcony usually isn't that much more. And even if you don't want to splurge it, you'll still get to enjoy the amazing views and landscapes of Alaska while cruising with NCL. Several ships in the region have different viewing spots all over the ship. Ships like Norwegian Bliss and Norwegian Encore have indoor and outdoor viewing areas for all types of weather. There's the observation lounge at the front and the top of the ship, which provides excellent 270-degree views. There's tons of comfy furniture and snacks. And if you've got the free at sea package, there's a bar with fancy drinks you can enjoy. Trust me, it's worth it. The pool deck has lots of space for taking in the sights, but the waterfront area is even better. This outdoor walkway in the middle of the ship is right by the water, wraps around most of the deck, and has plenty of places to sit. Plus, there are a bunch of bars and restaurants just a short stroll away. A lot of their ships leave from Seattle and go on trips that circle back to the same starting point, so there aren't as many choices for sailing to Alaska compared to other options. We really like the big boats and think the round trip route is great for people who are visiting the area for the first time, but it also means that most boats stop at similar ports. However, NCL Bliss and Norwegian Encore have different spots for viewing glaciers, so you have to decide between seeing the Dawes Glacier or Glacier Bay National Park. If you're not into huge boats, Norwegian Sun has great nine-night sailings. She sails around Glacier Bay and a bunch of other cool places. But if you want to add some extra days to your trip, it could end up being a bit of a hassle and pretty pricey for families looking to cruise to Alaska. Instead, you could go for a one-way cruise on the Norwegian Jewel. These cruises could either start or finish in Seward, Alaska, or Vancouver, British Columbia. Different cruise lines offer different experiences on board, but for us, the main attraction is the destination. It's all about picking the right route. And lucky for us, a lot of Norwegian Cruise Line sailings include a scenic cruise to Glacier Bay National Park. If you're cruising in Alaska for the first time, you just can't miss Glacier Bay National Park. NCL has trips that go to Glacier Bay National Park on both big and medium-sized ships. But don't worry, no matter which ship you're on, you'll get the same cool stuff to do. They bring park rangers on board for the whole time the ship is in the park. And they even have talks in the theatre. Plus, there are rangers who explain stuff as the ship cruises towards Marjorie Glacier. And if that's not enough, they also have info sessions inside the ship with displays and brochures about the park. And you can chat with rangers and ask them questions as they stroll around the outdoor decks looking for animals. It's a few hours of fun that you'll regret missing. So grab your stuff and go outside to see these amazing sights. Each visit is special because of the weather and tides. While Norwegian Cruise Line has plenty of cruises to Glacier Bay National Park, one downside of cruising with NCL in Alaska is their itineraries. An example of a cruise on board Encore starts in Seattle for an amazing 7 days. Try your luck at gold mining, chow down on some delicious salmon, and hang out at a musher camp in Skagway. You can easily wander around this cool town on foot or hop on the White Pass Railway for some awesome views of Alaska. Ketchikan is another fun spot to explore on foot. It's known as the salmon capital of the world. Keep an eye out for salmon in the water as you check out the shops on Creek Street. Don't forget to book a whale watching tour to see misty fjords. And while you're in Seattle, be sure to visit Pike Place Market for some shopping, dining, and maybe even catch a fish being thrown. For a killer view, head up to the top of the Space Needle. The NCL is one of the few cruise companies that actually looks out for solo travelers. And here's the deal. If you're new to cruising, most cruise prices are based on two people sharing a room, which can really suck if you're flying solo. But the good news is that Norwegian Cruise Line has figured out a way to avoid charging extra for singles on a bunch of their huge ships. They've got special studio cabins just for solo travelers that are more affordable. These cabins are smaller but still super cozy and have everything you need. And on NCL's bigger ships, these solo cabins are grouped together with their own hangout area so you can meet and chill with other solo travelers. Plus, there's a cruise staff manager just for solo cruisers who plans fun stuff for you to do. Of course, solo cruisers can still enjoy all the bars, restaurants, and other parts of the ship, but having this solo area and special space makes it easier and cheaper for solo travelers to experience everything Alaska has to offer in a stylish and sophisticated way. And on the other hand, many of the huge ships in the fleet are also perfect for families. I believe that there are definitely benefits to having a large ship with a variety of onboard activities, as these ships cater to a wide range of travelers and families of all ages. Ships like the Norwegian Encore and Norwegian Bliss are great for large groups heading to Alaska. The kids will have a blast with attractions like virtual reality games in the Galaxy Pavilion, the go-kart track, and laser tag. But honestly, as adults who still love to have fun, we think these amenities are pretty awesome too. Plus, these bigger boats have a variety of places to eat, from laid-back spots to fancier restaurants, so everyone can find something they like. The adults can relax in places like the observation lounge and enjoy entertainment geared towards them, while the kids can hang out with their pals or participate in activities at Splash Academy or Entourage. Norwegian cruise ships have a ton of fun stuff to do all day and night. They've got lots of cool bars and lounges with live music. I love the drinks at the Sugarcane Mojito Bar, especially their special drinks like the Jal Cucumber and Raspberry Guava Mojitos. The District Brew House has an awesome selection of beers on tap and in bottles and cans. Plus, they have live piano music most nights. There are plenty of parties and events on the cruise, like silent discos, comedy shows, game shows, and more. They've got some awesome production shows and big name acts every night. The Choir of Man show on the Norwegian Encore is a total must-see. The nighttime vibe on Norwegian cruise ships is way more fun and lively than other cruise lines in the area. Norwegian Cruise Line is famous for its restaurants. On their ships, you can find all kinds of restaurants serving dishes from around the world. They've got top-notch spots like Cagny Steakhouse, where you can chow down on all kinds of chops and cuts, or Le Bistro, a swanky French joint. And don't miss the Japanese-style steakhouse, where you can watch dinner being cooked right in front of you on a grill. Like I said before, I'd recommend getting the free at-sea package. For a low fee, the first two guests in each cabin will get the premium drinks package, plus 150 minutes of Wi-Fi each, and at least one specialty dining experience. Plus, at each port, each cabin gets $50 towards shore excursions. That's $50 at each port, not just one. And if there are more of you sharing the cabin, the third and fourth people just pay the taxes and port fees. The downside is those third and fourth people won't have the drinks package. If it's kids, you can always buy the soft package for them. So there you have it. I think sailing around Alaska with NCL is one of the best ways to see this beautiful part of the world. Add on a few days in Seattle and maybe Vancouver, and you've got an amazing holiday. Ready to start planning your trip to Alaska? The best way is to speak with one of our cruise gurus. They'll help you plan and book your perfect cruise. Get in touch using the links in the show notes.